Hello, this is Richard Martin of The Wake Up Call, a twice-weekly podcast broadcast every Monday and Friday from Malaysia. It is Friday, May the 10th, 2019. I have been broadcasting my podcast for the last 14 years, the first 9 years of which I was featured on Progressive Radio Network. For the past 40 years, I have been involved in the investment industry. My show deals with economic and financial affairs of interest to the general public. And the reason you should listen to my shows is that there is a lot of information contained in them which you will simply never, ever encounter in the regular media. In particular, I am totally persuaded that each and every one of you should emigrate away from the United States without delay. I discuss the ramifications of this constantly in my shows, and again, you will hear concepts you have undoubtedly never encountered before. What you are listening to now is a synopsis of my show for today's broadcast, which is sent out to my donating listeners. If you would like to receive a full recording of my shows, please click on the Donate button. You will receive 2 one-hour shows a week, and your donation will be automatically deducted from your card on a recurring basis every 3 months, which can be cancelled simply by emailing me that you no longer wish to support the show. The suggested donation is $70, but I leave it to your discretion as to how much you would like to contribute. The minimum is $35 a quarter. Please do listen to the end of this synopsis of today's show, and if you like what you have heard, I will give you individually details on how you can obtain 3 free shows. So, let's go to the synopsis of the show for today. And I'm going to start with the issue of this 25% tariff on Chinese goods coming into the USA, which should kick in just about the time I release this broadcast to you, ladies and gentlemen. So if there is any last-minute change, I will not have been able to include it in the show for today. Well, US consumers will bear the burden of these new tariffs in the form of higher prices at Walmart and Amazon.com. So it is, in fact, the American consumer that will be paying these tariffs. It won't be the Chinese. Well, the government is supposed to be responsible to the people and not the other way around. And I will talk a little bit about what happened in that regard recently, which is somewhat of a shock, I think. High rents are causing San Francisco residents to use parking spots as makeshift offices. Just a very quick word about that. Trump's excessive reliance on sanctions and other measures of economic coercion as a primary tool in foreign policy could backfire. And have a quick look at that to see what might be happening there. Then I have quite a lengthy piece on how Trump has been totally conned by the Pentagon. And I think this goes some way to explaining why his policy, as expressed in his campaign, underwent such a brutal U-turn once he was in office. Anyway, there's quite a lot to say about that. Then a few more words about the stock market appear to be in order, and with that, ladies and gentlemen, I expect to be terminating the show for today. So for those of you who are exploring the idea of becoming patrons of the Wake Up Call, as I said, I will gladly email you individually 3 free shows so that you may sample the content of information that I provide in my twice-weekly broadcast. All you have to do, just send me an email and in the subject line write something like sample shows and I will get it off to you. And I do hope that after listening to the free shows, you will choose to become a paying patron and support the show and my efforts in helping me bring vital and important information to you that will help you make sense of these economically and politically unstable times you're living in. Things are getting immeasurably worse and they are reaching a critical point right now. So hopefully you will choose to use these shows as a prop to help you decide what to do next. I make it very clear what I think you should do. Maybe the shows will help you to further that. So let me finish with my information. My email address is across the top of the Podbean page, but here it is again anyway. rwlmartin1@aol.com. That's my initials and my name with a one at the end. rwlmartin1@aol.com. Now, if you want to read a few of my comments that I come up with during the week, which are actually too short for inclusion in the show, but I do put them on my Facebook page, which you might like to refer to from time to time. The Facebook page is www.facebook.com/RichardMartin's Wake Up Call. That's all one word, all lowercase, no punctuation, please. Richard Martin's Wake Up Call. Now, I also have a Twitter address, which I use for quick one-liners, the smart alecky type comments, which come to me from time to time and are hopefully included there. My Twitter address is www.twitter.com/rmwakeupcall. Again, all lowercase, one word, no punctuation, rmwakeupcall. All right, well, ladies and gentlemen, since it's Friday, it remains for me to wish you a wonderful weekend. This is Richard Martin saying back at you on Monday. Until then, take care. Bye-bye.